peace, love, gentleness, quietness. This is the thought for today. Peace, love, gentleness, and quietness. We can live in a very busy, very active world in which we feel that there are many demands on our attention. Or we can live in peace, gentleness, quietness. Whatever it is that we want to live in, that's where we live. We can be involved in all the activities of the world and get all excited about all the things that are taking place. Or we can quietly enjoy who we are and what we are and that we are. It seems that we have to be interested in what's going on in the world. And I'm the first person to tell you to be interested in what's going on in the world, and I'm the last person to tell you what's to be interested in what's going on in the world. But to be interested in what's going on in the world, if I am a happy person, I am interested in all the happiness that's going on in the world. If I am an unhappy person, then I'm interested in all the unhappiness that's going on in the world. It's quite simple, really, and it's what I do. My thought, my attitude, my way of being is for what's going on in the world that's beautiful and joyful and good and happy. Everywhere I look, I see happy things taking place. I see fall in the air. I see the leaves changing color, beautiful changing color. Sylvia came to my table the other day and she brought me a lovely leaf, a maple leaf that was changing color. Where she got it, I don't know. I didn't know we had any maple leaves around here. But apparently she found it somewhere. And she felt that I would enjoy it. And I certainly do. And I certainly did. And I certainly am. It's still there. But leaves that change color are lovely to see. Now, there are people who are unhappy because they litter the ground and you have to rake them up. And there are people that are very happy because they litter the ground and make mulch and make for the fertilizer that brings up other beautiful plants and beautiful trees that come into the area. What is it that is our focus for looking at the world? What is my focus for looking at the world? Because I cannot say our and your and their and his and them. I can only say mine. What is my focus for looking at the world? Is my focus for looking at the world to see joy and harmony everywhere? Then that's what I'm going to see. I travel extensively around the world, and this has been something that I never dreamed of doing when I was younger, even though I was in the Navy and traveled around the world. But I travel around the world, and I go to different nations and different countries and different latitudes, different longitudes, and it's all quite lovely and quite beautiful. But wherever I go, I do not fail to see the beautiful countryside, the trees, the flowers, the birds, the bees, and things like that. My concentration, rather, is on the people that I'm with. And the people I'm with I find to be most charming, most delightful, most wonderful. Every person that I am with is a happy person. And they're bubbling over with their happiness. And every person I'm with is a healthy person. And they're bubbling over with their good health. And every person I'm with is an independently wealthy person. And I'm bubbling over with the joy of being in that activity, in that presence. But of course, I have to be that way myself if I am going to find it in others. And you say, well, what if you're not independently wealthy? What are you going to do? What are you going to do if you're not independently wealthy and you want to be with independently wealthy people, or you're going to be with them? What are you going to do? Well, you start acting like an independently wealthy person. And as you act like an independently wealthy person, it's no different than acting as a poor person. It's just an independently wealthy person doesn't talk about money, and a poor person always talks about money. Now, is that hard to do? Well, no. There's lots to talk about. There's lots of the abundance of the universe to talk about. There's lots of the magnificence of the world to talk about. The abundance of all that is to talk about. My goodness sake, look at all the beautiful mountains that I'm surveying here. And I see them rising and declining, going up and down, and wonderful birds soaring through these mountains, and the wind as it blusters along, and then the cloud will come along and it'll float up and down over the mountain. Sometimes it goes right through the mountain, or the mountain goes right through the cloud. But whatever it does, it's just a joyful, wonderful, fantastic, abundant experience. And I look at Rex, and he wags his tail, and he wags his tail. He has an abundance of tail wags, and that's an abundance of happiness for me. And then Rex looks at me with his big brown eyes, as much as to say, I am the happiest guy in the world. He doesn't say, I love you. He doesn't say, you're wonderful. He doesn't say anything like that. He says, I am the happiest guy in the world. I like me. I enjoy my company. I enjoy everything that I am. I like me. Now, is he abundant? Is he a rich dog? My, yes, he's a rich dog. And he comes to each place at the table, and he patiently sits there and waits and sees if something might fall on the floor. And he says, nice piece of steak would be good, or nice potato or something. I enjoy most everything. And then we give him something that he doesn't like. He doesn't take the lettuce too much. He doesn't think that's just too cool. But that's okay. We don't give him lettuce. And I eat it and enjoy it thoroughly. But we are whatever we are inside. And our world is whatever we are inside. And if we are happy inside, if we are joyous inside, if we are filled with peace and love and harmony and goodness, then that's the world we have. For the world outwardly is only what we are in ourselves. And today, I claim this for me. And I claim this for everyone in my world, because they are a reflection of who I am. And they are wonderful. And they are good. And they are very good. And I am happy. And I am very happy. Have a lovely day. And know that as you take this thought for today and let it become part of your life, happiness is with you 100% of the time. I love you. I love you. I love you.